By the way, I wanted to say a big congratulations to Big Fatty.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he is a finalist on the Podcast Awards. He's actually in the top, I think there's 10 shows there.
I don't think there was that many, actually.
Maybe. I don't know how many there are. It only matters because he's on there.
Of course.
There's another show on there that I like, too, which is the PNS Explosion. So I'm going to give them equal treatment.
I kind of like Big Fatty.
I haven't listened to them, but I have listened to Big Fatty. So
we want to tell all of our listeners to go vote for PNS Explosion.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Go vote for PNS Explosion.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 470 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of November 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's special, Big Fatty has got a weekend to tell you about, because y'all, it was some goodness at the Patrick's Pub Online.com. Oh, Brick Friday, that sounds dirty. It was. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. And y'all, I'm guessing that most of you in the Northern Hemisphere are celebrating a short work week this week because, y'all, we will be giving thanks. And by giving thanks, we mean gouging ourselves and being sloths. come Thursday, and y'all, it's Big Friday has Thursday and Friday off this week, so it is an abbreviated week at the coal mine this week. But y'all, not an abbreviated week here at the BFO, cause y'all, the BFO takes no holiday. No. No, no, the BF, no, no, we, Big Fatty, we've got to have something that's going to make us want to upchuck, and the BFO is it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, y'all, but anyway, I don't, I have a Thanksgiving story to tell. One year, the NIP, who lives out there in the SFO, where Big Fatty has quite a few listeners, I even have a straight listener out there. By the way, I would like to hear from straight listeners this week. So if you're a straight listener, send Big Fatty an e-letter and say, "Oh, Big Fatty, I am a straight listener and I love you. I just love you. And I have been over to the podcastawards.com. You know, like, y'all, that was that Big Ricky. That was that Big Ricky and Julian at the beginning of the show. And I'm not sure I would agree with their choices on who to vote for. But anyway, you can make your own mind up over at the podcastawodes.com. Y'all, you can get to it over at the BFO. It's over there at the top of the heap. And remember, you can vote every day, including Thanksgiving Day. Yes! And next weekend. Y'all, don't forget the weekends. Don't forget the fat, as they say. And But a week from today is the last day of the voting, y'all, so we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Y'all, what the fuck is the nitty-gritty? Have you ever wondered what is the nitty-gritty? Oh, Big Fatty, we were hoping you would tell us. I have no idea what the nitty-gritty is. Y'all, should we goggle that? And I tell you what, let's goggle it, Big Fatty, because there's nothing better than hearing you on the computer... A computer trying to find something. All right, I'm going over here to the goggle. Nitty gritty. Okay. And it is a dirt band. Okay. Nitty gritty. Definition from the Merriam-Webster. Shall we go to the Merriam-Webster? Is that... here's origins of phrases. Okay. Let's go to that. Okay. Here we go. Origin of the phrase nitty gritty. The meaning is the heart of the matter, the basic essentials, the harsh realities, the origin, any turn of phrase that is suspected as being racist is subject to... Well, y'all, how perfect that it's the nitty-gritty and we're talking about Julian, right? Because, you know, racist. And the subject to close scrutiny, especially in the U.S. of A. Hence the euphemism, N-word. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? In the context, it has been alleged that Nitty Gritty is a derogatory reference to the English slave trade of the 18th century. Y'all, I had no fucking idea of this. Oh, Big Fatty. Okay, well, y'all can go over there and read it yourself. It is the phrase finder. Oh, Big Fatty, you have found the phrase finder. And by y'all, there are planes landing here in the what do you call this? The Fat Cave. Y'all, but anyway, I would like to hear from the straight listeners this week, because y'all, you know, I've got a straight boyfriend down there in Australia, straight Bob, and I have a domestic straight boyfriend out in the Oregons also, y'all. But y'all, are there other straight listeners out there? I just don't know. Let Big Fatty know. You can earn luck. But y'all, anyway, y'all, I've got something very important to talk to you. Y'all, I have received something, and this is the second notice I've received of this. And maybe the straight listeners can convince me to do this. In fact, I'm going to leave it up to the straight listeners to let me know this. And this is a way to get them to... It says, Dear Big Fatty, the following domain is set to automatically expire on January the 21st, 2010, Big Fatty Online. And y'all, should I just let it expire? Should Big Fatty just go away come the 21st of January 2010, or should I renew that? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think, y'all? All right, and I'm only taking input from the straight listeners now on this, because we know what the gays think. Oh, Big Fatty, let it expire. But straight listeners, I want to know: should I let the Big Fatty Online .com expire? Just because, you know, if the Big Fatty Online expires, then Big Fatty expires. Oh, Big Fatty, you smell like you expired about a week ago. So maybe that'll get to some straight listeners. Y'all, Paul has sent Big Fatty some photos of that Levi Johnson in the Playgirl from Playgirl.com. And y'all, I'm looking at them right now. And so if you were thinking of buying the Playgirl.com for Big Fatty, no need, because Levi himself has sent these to me. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of straight men, y'all, he's kind of hot. And he's there in his leather coat, and he's got his underpants sticking out. He's got a little treasure trail there. And y'all, then there he is in the shower showing his buttocks. He's got a nice firm buttocks. Oh, and he's got a towel covering the money shot there. Oh, that's a nice little shot there with the scruffy face. And then he's got the douche hose. Does he really have that tattoo on his arm that says Johnston? Really? No, he doesn't do that, does he? And then he's got that kind of look. Well, you know, y'all, because the women love to look at the Playgirl. You know, like the homosexuals don't. Hello? There'll be more homosexuals looking at this than anything else. And let me just look. Now he's smiling again. He's got the scruff. And there are the buttocks again. Y'all, he does have a perky butt. I will say this. Y'all, he does have that tattooed on his arm, Johnston. He's got his leg up, and then he's... Y'all, there's no money shot. Wap, wap. So, okay, well, but he's still pretty. He's got... And he doesn't look like he shaves his cooter area. Oh, Big Fatty, you said cooter! Y'all, he's in the shower. Okay, well, Levi, thank you for sending those to me. And Levi, you know who you am. And but I may have to put those in the special place. Oh, Big Fatty, tell us about the special place. No, No, I will not tell you about the special place. Well, y'all, Big Fatty was in the special place this weekend. Let me just tell you that. But y'all, I have got a couple of things in the e-letter box here that I want to talk to you about. Terry has sent me something. And this is T-E-R-I. This is not Terry from the Chicagos, who I believe had a birthday yesterday. A birthday on Sunday, y'all, that of the Tom and Terry. And y'all, I believe that Tom and Terry had bacon to eat with Miss Wes on Saturday night. Yes, yes. And y'all, now they're at one of their places. They're at one of their places in Palm Springs. And Terry says, oh, amen, Big Fatty. This is getting back to what Big Fatty was talking about on his when he was preaching last Thursday. Amen, Big Fatty. I used to think exactly like you do, but I've allowed myself to be cowed by other neuroses. You can't eat alone in a restaurant. You can't go to a bar by yourself. A woman can't drink alone. Fuck that. That was Big Fatty saying that, et cetera, et cetera. It's so refreshing to hear someone else say you don't need someone surgically connected to your hip to live. You are truly the Troy to my Abed. Y'all have no idea what the fuck that means. My Troy to my Abed. Oh, Big Fatty, there must be something. And y'all, and then she's, Terry's giving me some kind of a reference here to some kind of donut cannibalism. And I'll have to go over and look at that. But Terry, fuck no, you just make Terry happy. Make Terry happy. And then y'all, Miss Lauren up there, and Miss Lauren, she wanted to get a little home with Big Fatty. And she said, and I probably shouldn't read this, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Because, you know, y'all, if you get a little home with Big Fatty, Big Fatty is going to get a little home with you too. And Miss Lauren says, Big Fatty, allow me to get a little home. And by the way, that is spelled H-O-M-P-F. And you can add extra F's on there if it's a big home. You are a comforting person. Though your show is filled with humor and silly voices, oh, no, and burps and big balls, hee-hee. Ooh, how does Miss Lauren know about big balls? Oh, Big Fatty, everyone knows. You're a comforting soul, and I appreciate the fact that you took time today to share some of your wisdom. I like to listen to my elders. You all know way more than I do, and you're more than just someone with a show to listen to. You're a caring person with a warm heart. Okay, I'm done. And y'all, Miss Lauren, thank you very much for that. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. One of these days, Big Fatty ain't going to be an elder. And y'all, you've got to pick up the slack. You've got to be an elder for somebody else now. Oh, excuse me. And what does she talk about my show filled with burps and farts? Anyway, but y'all, by the way, y'all, I am podcasting with pants off today. But anyway, y'all, don't, you know, somebody's got to pick up the slack. Somebody has got to pick up the slack. And so, y'all, I'm depending on you to get out there and pick up the slack. Because, oh, Big Fatty, we will, Big Fatty, we will pick up the slack as long as we don't have to pick up the fat. Anyway, y'all, you don't want to have to pick up the fat. It's hard enough. But y'all, I have also heard from Larry the Lurker, who says, hello, fat on. I think he meant fat one, but he said fat on. Hey, fat on, as in fat on. Hey, fat on. Okay. Hey, fat one, on. I just sent you a request to follow you on the Twitty. I have been Larry the Lurker for a long time, decided to come out of the shadows and become John the Listener. Thanks for all you do, John in VT. Is that Vit? Is that Vermont? Is that Syrup Land? Oh, Black Friday, you have figured him out. And y'all, so I wrote him back and I said, Larry the Lurker has done a presto changeo into John from Vermont. So anyway, John, thank you for coming out from the shadows. And y'all, it didn't hurt. Y'all, it did not hurt at all. And I wonder if John in VT, y'all, I think everybody in Vermont is gay, so he's probably not one of the straight listeners. But straight listeners, it's on you. Should I renew this or not? I better be, Brick Party, we have a duty, not a howdy duty, but a duty to do as you say. Duty as you say. Yes, you do. And anyway, so there you have it. All right. I wanted to just touch base with those things. Now, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, y'all. Oh, Brick Party, do you have to close? Can you close out the manhunt so you can talk to us about the weekend? Well, let me just check and see if anyone has sent me a message over at the manhunt. No. All right, I'm going to log out of that. Oh, Brick Party, we'd just love to hear you log out. That is so exciting. It is just so exciting. It's almost as exciting as the coupon. And y'all, I do have the coupon for you. But y'all, Friday night at the PatricksPubOnline.com, we had the blackout lockup. And y'all, we were a little worried there at first, but y'all, the crowd picked up nicely. And y'all, the lesbians, there were a lot of lesbians there, and they loved to throw each other up, not throw up, but throw each other into the blacked out jail cell. And y'all, there's lots of inappropriate touching going on, and there was when Big Fatty was in there. Y'all, there was a couple who hadn't been out to the PatricksPubOnline.com in forever, and you know, it's a kind of a May December couple, and the May is all about Big Fatty, and the December, not so much, because, you know, Big Fatty is a December, but y'all, the May grabbed Big Fatty and took him into the cage, and y'all, there was some inappropriate bubble honking going on, and, Big Fatty, y'all, it was, did I mention, it was damn good, but anyway, y'all, we made $508, on Friday night at the PatricksPubOnline.com, but that was because we got the door. Whenever we do the lockup and the Tiara Hara, we get the door. But, you know, since the PatricksPubOnline.com is having the financial problems, we decided to give the door back. But we made Patrick give us the money because he had made the agreement, and we made him stick to his agreement, and then we gave it back to him. So we were pleased with that. So we came home with $308. But for our coffers, the coffers, is that anything like the larder? No! And then, y'all, I didn't get in bed until 2:30 on Saturday morning. And I got up early on Saturday and went and had a Chick-fil-A. And then I was piddling around, y'all. And then I was just out of it. I was lethargic all day long. Didn't do a damn thing on Saturday. And Sunday, it was rainy, and it's getting to be camisole weather because, y'all, it's November. And then Larry Klein says, Brick Party, would you like to go see the Christmas train? Which is the Christmas carol this year. So we went on Sunday afternoon to see the Christmas carol in 3D at the IMAC. Y'all, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. And if you have an interest in going to see that, it's not bad at all. It was not ruined. It was not ruined by Jim Carrey, because none of the characters really look like him per se. But y'all, the best part, when I went to, dear Gussie, how am I out of fucking time already? But y'all, while I was at the concession stand, the girl handed me a coupon for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. Y'all, how do you go wrong with that? Brick Party, you had a Chick-fil-A? Well, no, it's a coupon for one. But y'all, quickly, the coupon at the Publix, I spent $31.68 and I saved $18.58. So that's not bad. And y'all, I bought stuff to make that Chex party mix and to make sausage balls. Oh, Brick Party, are the sausage balls as big as yours? No! Because, you know, you would have to use a 5-pound thing of sausage to make that. But y'all, don't forget now, it is the final week to go over there to the Podcast Awards, and you can always do as Big Ricky says.
Go vote for PNS Explosion.
How dare you!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.